How many of us are realizing that we're becoming better followers? Are you realizing something, that you're becoming a better follower? All right. So it's going to even get much better, because I'm going to be laying emphasis on something very important, on what it means to follow. And today the emphasis is going to be quite different, just a bit of a sway off from doctrine, which we had the previous days. You know, today we're going to be looking very swiftly and quickly at discord in following. Discord in following. That's going to be our emphasis. Discord in following. You know, oftentimes in following, exactly, all right, there is always what seems to be like a synchronized effect. Okay, there is a synchronized effect to following. Now, what does it mean to have a synchronized effect? You know, is to cause something to occur or to operate at the same time or at the same rate. Right? You cause something to operate at the same time or at the same rate. Right? Oftentimes, I'm going to explain the word actually I want to lay emphasis on. And I remember when I was in the choir, and I was around 13 years old or 14 years old, you know, and at that time I had some very good musical background, because I was born into an Adventist family, and my dad was a keyboardist. Is literally the biggest SDA church in the north. He was the main keyboardist there. So my dad used to play keyboard, you know. I mean, his is not more or less like contemporary. His is more or less like orthodox. So he cites reads, you know. So I just started to learn on those things. And so one of the days, I remember getting into the church for a very new time. And I got into the choir because I could almost realize, okay, I naturally had an affiliation for singing. So I got into the choir, and while we were rehearsing, right, there is an alto, you know, there is tenor, there is bass, and then there is soprano. And then probably we could have a baritone voice that leads the song while we sing. You know, so while, you know, the choirista, which is the choir master, you know, is conducting, you know, leading out the song, it gets to a point in time where he gives a sign. If you could see me, I'll show you what that sign is. But unfortunately, you can't see me. You know, there's a sign that's done, right? And the moment that sign is done, there's an instruction that comes forth that says, sing now in unison, right? Unison is a Christian, is a word, is a U-N-I-S-O-N. So he gives that instruction by his action, and then the whole choir sings in unison. So the instruction is given, and everybody sings in unison. Now, what does it mean to sing in unison, right? Is what we are going to be greatly looking at. So when something is said, you know, to be in unison. It's almost like two or more voices sounding like one. All right? So it's almost from the word unisonos, right? Meaning it's one, right? Sin, which is from the word sound. So one sound in music together. So oftentimes when it's time for the whole choir to sing in unison, soprano sings the same, alto sings the same, tenor sings the same, bass sings the same. Now, they all sing in their voice, but it's the same in tone. It's no more alto, you know, singing a different part, sounding different like soprano singing a different part, sounding different like bass, quite low tone, sounding different like tenor coming in to just blend the whole flow, sounding different. Like this time, if we're singing a note, we all sing that particular note, right? So it's the word unison, right? United, okay? So it's the word unison. United, one. Sonos means sound. So it literally means we all are singing one sound. We all are making one sound. We only make one monotonous sound, right? So three or more people can play the same pitch in the same octave, right? An octave is stretched to stretch eight keys. So three, four, five, sometimes you can even have as many as 100 people, and then they're singing together in unison. I don't know what song to use, a very simple song to help you. That's been very popular. There's a song, darling Jesus, oh my darling Jesus, you are wonderful, Lord. You know, when you hear that song, that's very similar to unison. You realize that the boy with the deep voice is singing the same tone, the same pitch, right? So they all are singing together, united, one sonos, one sound. All right? So I'm going to show to you what it means like to follow in that manner, all right, where we do not have a discord in following. Now let's go to Acts chapter 1 verse 14. I'll show you. It's one of the things that the church must have. One of the things that the church must have. Acts chapter 1 verse 14. Acts chapter 1 verse 14. I'm going to show you how you can follow, right? There is a following that comes with, you know, seeing what is done or seeing the instruction that is given, and you follow in that manner. Are you listening? So in Acts chapter 1 verse 14, these all continued with one accord, right? These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplications with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with. So these people are continuing with one accord. And what are they doing with one accord? Is that they are praying and they are supplicating, right? One accord is the Greek word homothymaton. You can listen to it throughout the day, all right? It means with one mind. That's what it means. It means with one mind. So in the early church, in fact, if you took time to study out your Bible, you'd realize the expression one accord was used more often in Acts of the Apostles. Why? Because at that time, the church was a growing church. The people needed to stay together to make sure that the gospel had found its foundation in various provinces. So oftentimes, in the early stages of the church, you get to realize that there was that one-mindedness. Of course, there's going to be an instruction. Are you listening? There's going to be an instruction. So there's that one-mindedness. Is the word homothymodon. So it's one mind. I mean, the very, you know, interesting memory I had of homothymodon was when I was quite growing up. And, you know, my sister, I grew up with my sister. I mean, I was quite grown, but my sister was quite little. And, you know, she might want the remote. Maybe I might want to watch, let's say, Super Strikers. But she doesn't want to watch Super Strikers. She might want to watch, maybe, I don't know, Teletubbies or something. And I quite remember that you go on and you change the channel, right? And she looks for the remote again, and she changes the channel to the channel she wants. Then, you know, angrily, you go back and you change it. And she also comes back, she picks it, and she changes it. You see, that's a discord. That's not of one mind. Now, what happens is that you always see that we're fighting. Remotes, we will always fight. And I always beat her because I was her elder brother. Because we were not having that one-minded kind of an intention. And so we always had that discord of not having what to do with the remote. So homothymodon is also the word with one accord. Right? With one passion. It's like when we set out to do something, we get on that path and we get it done. With one accord. Is that synchronism, right? Getting things to occur or to operate at the same time, in the same manner, and at the same rate. So, you know, the book of Acts actually helps us understand the uniqueness of the Christian community. You can't take that away from us. Is that we have that one-mindedness in our midst. And every ministry must be able to have this. Right? So, homothymodon is the same way, right? Is to rush accord, rush along in unison. So, it's the same musical picture. Is that when we say, when I give that sign of saying, it's time for us to do this in unison. You don't find someone saying, I think I should be singing tenor right now because I believe tenor is wonderful. It's in unison. And even when you bring a suggestion and you say, okay, how about we consider tenor? And we say, no, let's not have a tenor. You don't say, okay, because there is no tenor, I won't sing again. I'm not singing again. Right? That's going to be somebody who causes discord in what we are doing. Causes discord in what we are doing. And it is very, very not needed. It's not needed in our operation as a church. So, when we have a musical concert, a vision on our hearts, a vision on our minds, a vision of something that God wants to do, and then the instruction is given, it's supposed to be followed in one accord. In one accord. So, you get to realize that in Acts chapter 1, verses 14, the church was praying. And they didn't just pray. They continued. They continued. So, they continued with one accord in prayer and in supplication. I'm using, you know, that fellow where we say, we're going here at this time. And verses, please, I'm not going again. Why are you not going? But I mean, it's so-and-so birth. It's a birthday party. Why are you not going? Said, but you didn't inform me on time. Okay, but they did inform all of us on time. But we're still getting ready to go. Why don't you join us? Say, nah. She's our best friend, but, you know, she just can't come and inform us right now. Well, you are causing discord. That's what you're doing. Now, that's not to say, right, that you flow with anything. But you know where you are, where you belong, and you flow in that manner. So, in following, there are going to be instructions that are given. And, reminds me of a story. You don't need to do something different. You are causing desynchronization to what we're trying to unite in one sound. We're trying to unite in one sound. By following, we're trying to say the same thing in one sound. We're trying to preach it in one sound. It's not sounding different. It's one sound, one way. We're not trying to be something else. We're trying to say it in one sound. So in following, there is that unison where Kelly is saying the same thing, Ivan is saying the same thing, Barry is saying the same thing, Martina is saying the same thing, I'm saying the same thing, Sapo is saying the same thing, Michaela is saying the same thing, Precious is saying the same thing. Do you understand? When we make that sound, it gets louder and louder in the realm of the spirit. There's something that happens when we keep saying the same thing over and over again. When we keep doing the same thing over and over again. It's not that Barry is saying something different. Kelly is saying something different. Ivan is saying something different. Martina is saying something different. Jemima is saying something different. And then when we bring all of them together, we can't really understand what they're saying. Because in actual effect, there is not that unison. Imagine if we were singing in the choir and I just say, listen to the progression. I'll take it again. Then Martina is saying the same thing. Then maybe let's say, for example, Ivan has a small voice, but he's saying, you see, it's different, but it's the same thing. Do you understand? There is that kind of unison in what we're trying to say and what we're trying to do. But imagine, Ivan is saying, then Barry, then somebody say, Aji. I mean, just think about the sound it's going to make. I've left that to you. I don't need to add them together again. You're going to have dismantled sounds. I mean, when they bring you inside that kind of a room, you wonder what's going on. And someone is going, Achish. Kutush. 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 Somebody saying, I mean, that's noise. Come on. Someone should get me out of this place. It's too noisy. It doesn't make any sense. Do you understand? So, in the same way, there is a power that's released when we understand the word in one accord. When instructions are given, Don't try to do it differently. Just do it the same. Are you listening? Just do it the same. You know, imagine, you know, oftentimes, the soldiers oftentimes will take certain steps. Ahu, 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 ya. Ahu, 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 ya. And then maybe one leg to the right, one leg to the right, one right, left, one in front, one leg back. They have very synchronized effect. So as they do it, you know, they go in that same effect, right? They go in that same effect. So imagine somebody is just right there. So, you know, I don't want this whole thing. If I want to do it very differently, because I'm very different in this place, and I think I'm not a soldier also. God's called me differently. Before you realize, you're destroying what we're trying to build in unison. Are you listening? I taught you, don't repeat things differently. It's like maybe I'm trying to teach something. There are Greek words I use them. Don't go and find something else and try to help people understand what's she trying to say. What's going on here? Oh, there's something new. We've not heard it before. Oh, there's something special. We've not had this thing happen before. When you do that, you are causing disunity to what we are trying to build. It's like there's something new going on here. There's another new going on in this discipleship group. There's another new thing going on in this discipleship group. Before you realize, we don't know what's going on anywhere. We can't tell what's happening in various places. So don't cause discord. Listen to me. If there's anybody amongst us that's causing discord, when I say discord, doesn't mean you are a bad person, but I will eventually show you that you are on the road to being that person you don't want to become. I'll show it to you. I'll prove it to you. I'll just show you a very clear picture. You are on the road. You are not yet there, but you are taking steps to be there. Because in making up a mind of not being together with what's going on, all right, you're eventually going to step out of what we're trying to do and then try to do something else. And then before you realize, you are directly opposite to what we're trying to do. So don't cause discord. Are you listening? Don't cause discord. Whatever we are saying, say it the same. Whatever we are doing, do it the same. Whatever we are laying emphasis on, lay emphasis on that the same. Somebody understanding what I'm saying? Don't lose out on this, lest we can't build what we're trying to build. So it's having one mind. You know, it's that guy maybe they say, please, pastor says we should do it this way. Say, hey, who is pastor? Change the thing. Let's do it this way. I think, pastor, let's do this. Let's change it. You see, that's the one that's causing the discord. And I'll tell you, soon to become, he'll become that guy we'll point to and say, this guy is not a good example. He's not a good example. Because he's trying to do something that we're not doing. He's trying to do something we're not doing. And when you try to do something that we're not doing, you'll be on your own. You'll be on your own. There are many people that you know, started learning around me. I knew they were not learning from me. Because they were not doing what I wanted them to do. And in my heart, I wasn't responsible for them. Meanwhile, they would stand somewhere and say, oh, sir, we really honor a man of God. And we really... No, in my heart of hearts, I know I'm not responsible for you. Because if I were responsible for you, you will do what I am doing. You won't do it differently. Bishop Intifo recently had a very big conference. And this thing, Bishop Dark shared it when we went for camp meeting. No, what I'm sharing with you, I'll share it after I share what Bishop Dark shared. And he said that one of the days, Bishop Intifo, I don't know if it was Bishop Intifo, but it was one of the bishops. I know his face. I don't know if he's the one. You know, he went to Action Chapel to preach a message. So, they said, when he was done preaching the message, the Archbishop called Bishop Duckworth Mills and said, wow, your son has come to preach a wonderful message here. I've never heard anything like this. And then Bishop Duck said he was quiet, and he was wondering in his hearts of hearts, saying, what message did this guy go to preach there? So he said he went to listen to what the guy went to preach. And he said he took it from one of his books, Others. I'm sure Ivan was there, if you can remember the story. Yeah. That's a disciple. Look at how big he is. Look at the number of churches he has under Bishop Dark. Yes, though, he still preaches Bishop Dark's messages. Yes, he still preaches Bishop Dark's messages. Preaches the same thing. The same thing. The same thing. Maybe close to 70 or 60 something years. Close to 60 something years. Or maybe, no, close to 60 something years. He still preaches the same thing. He could have said he has had revelations. Recently he had a book launch. And the cover Bishop Dag used for one of his church planting, it was the same thing. The book was forwarded by Bishop Dag. I mean, someone like this, you can tell this one is a son. Yeah, you can tell. It's, you don't need to say this and this and this. This one is a son. This one is a disciple, he's a follower. He's continuing in the work of his teacher. He's taught the same thing. He's taught the same thing. Any discord? Are you listening? Yeah, we don't need any discord. So, it's to have a mind. When pastor tells you do it red, do it red. Don't go and say, my teacher said I should do it like this. So pastor says this. You are not under your teacher's instruction. You are under your pastor's direct instruction. Are you listening? Yes, understand this. You are a disciple. Everybody who is a disciple of somebody, who is teaching somebody, unless of course you are not part of what we are doing. Are you listening? So you receive instructions from your leader. That's very important. It's one accord. Eh? Everybody is doing the same thing. We don't want anybody coming to do something or doing something else. Are you listening? Everybody is doing one thing. If I see you not doing one thing, I've already noticed that this guy is not a follower. He's not a follower. He's not learning. He's not learning. And that's why I'll teach this thing, so that everything is exposed. Everybody gets to know what's going on. Now, this one is not a follower. This one we can see. This is very clear. Pastor said we shouldn't do this. That's what he's doing. Can't you see what he's doing? Say, yes, that's what he's doing. Say, no, this one is not. He's not a follower. He's not doing what pastor wants him to do. Pastor says we should not be in disaccord. But we can see some kind of, what's going on here? What's happening here? What's going on here? Bishop Black shares a story about some time ago when they had churches, and then you know, there was this pastor that was a pastor of his belly. So at a point in time, he wanted to steal away the church that they had been struggling to build, and the members got up and said, "Please, we are not following you. You are the one just pastoring. We are following Bishop Black. That's our leader. We're not for you. Are just God's vessel sent to help us receive. We're not following you. We're following Bishop Dark." So he says the church members left the pastor. Yes, they left because they have been taught. And listen, they have been taught. If you think your allegiance to your disciple is more than the allegiance of your pastor, you are not here yet. You're not, and your pastor has not taught you well. Are you listening? So it's one accord. Everybody with one mind. We don't want to have discord in this place. Some of these sermons, I wish I could just keep them exclusive for disciples. Because this one, I'll not teach it anyway to somebody who is not a non-disciple. Right? So it's to have one mind. We saw that in Acts. Right, 1:14. Let's see that in Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Do we see the word one accord? With one mind. They say we should go up there, go pray. We are going up there, we are going to pray. That's all. In Acts 1:14, we saw that they were together in prayer and in supplication. That's what they were doing. They were praying and they were making supplications unto God. Right? So in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Everybody was there with one accord. With one accord. Even sometimes in worship meetings, and the song demands, we lift our hands and worship you. You see that some people are lifting up their hands. Some people are saying, what's going on here? What's going on here? We don't lift our hands. You are not in unison to the spirit of the meeting. We're not in unison. You are discording what we're trying to do. Say, lift up holy hands and bless the name of the Lord. See someone, don't know whether the person doesn't want to lift up their hands or the person doesn't want to give their best words. They don't want to do anything. Say, come on, rejoice. Someone say, whoa, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So the person is more gentle and more wiser than the people who are rejoicing. So you see, when you do these things in meetings, what it literally tells us is that you are trying to cause some kind of discord. Are you listening? Discord. There's a unison we're trying to build, but there's someone trying to say, no, we are not going to do this. No, we're not going to have it this way. So in Acts chapter 2 verse 1, they all gathered together with one mind. If it's a prayer meeting, it's with one mind. We gather to pray, we gather to pray. If it's a teaching meeting, we gather to read and learn and refer to our Bibles and rewrite and not sleep. So when we're having a teaching meeting, you see someone has slept for like 45 minutes. This call. Unless you are sitting behind, I'll allow you. If you are sitting in front of me, I'll send you behind. I'll say, get up, go behind, go and sit there. Don't quench what we're trying to build. Go and sit there. Just go and sit. Take your seat. With all due respect, sit behind there and sleep, because you are causing discord. Eh? When we are singing, it's not about our voice. Eh? It's not about voice. It's not about, oh, I have a nice voice, so I can't sing. No, sing with that kind of a voice that you have. Just sing. As you sing, you are in unison. Even though in actual fact you might not be in unison, you might be hitting a C note and you are flying somewhere in F. You know, but it's okay, but that's unison, right? You're singing together. And that's what actually matters. That's what actually matters. That's what actually matters. So, with one mind, are you listening? With one mind, don't have that consciousness of saying something that makes everybody wanting to know what's happening over there. What's going on here? What's happening in his mind? What's happening in her mind? This one is new to us. That's how it always sounds when you're causing discord. It's new to us. It's like, this thing is new. It's new to us. What's going on? It's new to us. We don't know this one. We don't know this one. So don't be somebody that has a different mind of what's being given. Are you listening? Don't have a different mind. Don't have a different mind. Don't cause discord in what we're trying to do. Right? Don't cause discord. Be in unison. We're gathering. Be in unison. We see, sometimes unison is seen in the leader. Once the instruction is given, you can see instructions. Sometimes instructions might not be in words. They might be in actions. They might be in ashes. As simple as this. Maybe on a day where, as simple as this. Let's say, for example, we're sharing flyers. We've not told anybody to share flyers. But maybe you just get up and you see that, there's a day I've shared a flyer. You see, that's an instruction. Are you listening? That's an instruction. It means now is the time where everybody is supposed to. Everybody, whatever you are doing, in unison. You are seeing the leader do. You're in that unison. Are you listening? In unison. In unison. Let's have that unison effect. Let people stand and say, wow, this is really unison. Right? Not anybody trying to do anything else that is foreign to what we're trying to build. Right? Acts 2:24. I'm teaching you how to be a good follower. Wonderful follower. One that will be made into something supernatural. In unison, in one accord. Right? Hymothymaton, homothymaton, is together, one accord, with one passion. You can see the passion in there. Right? You can see the passion is there, is unquenchable. It's unquenchable. It's not something we can hide. It's like everybody is burning for that same passion and cause. It's unison. Eh? Unison. Unison. Acts 2:46. Rather. Acts 2:46. Is unison. Who's going to learn how to be in unison? It's like you're not in Discord. Right? You're together in it. It's like you know how to flow. Is there. It flows with ease. Right? And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple. Do you see that? In oneness of mind, they did break their bread from house to house. They did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. I remember sharing with you a story where one day I was fasting. In fact, I was on a long fast, if I can remember or not. And I got into church, and unknown to me, that day was a feast day in church. And so I was, you know, we're serving people who come. I'll say, oh, you know, I'm okay. Say, oh, I'm fine. And then I could sense this uneasiness in my heart. That God telling me, this is not the time to cause discord. It's the time to be in unison. Because what are they doing? They're breaking bread. They're eating meat with gladness and with singleness of hearts. So that's not the time to be in discord. So I quickly said, oh, please, you should bring me my food. And they was like, ah, but we said, no. I said, bring it to me, please. I've changed my mind. Bring it to me. And then that day I had to eat, right? Because I wanted to be in unison, right? Now, they are exclusives, but that's the mind. Are you listening? That's the mind. So they ate together. They fed on the same doctrine together. They ate real food together. They broke it with gladness. They shared it amongst themselves. And that's what it means to be in unison. Acts chapter 15, verse 25. So we must keep doing this until we become masters at being united at it. Masters at being followers. Don't hear somebody say, or don't let me give an instruction. And then you hear somebody give an instruction, and then you go do the person's instruction. You say, but we heard he taught, or we thought he said, daddy said, or pastor said, or whatever said. No, learn to hear from your pastor. Are you listening? Learn to receive instructions from your pastor, not what somebody else is saying. So in Acts 15:25, it seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord. Right? So they assembled with one mind. And in their mind, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. So the church on something and they are sending someone out. So when we say rejoice, you're not rejoicing discord. You are causing discord in a meeting. Say, sing unto the Lord. Say, discord. Not with one mind. See, we are meeting here. Say, oh, discord. Say, get into the car. We're all going here. So say, no, I have my own car. Discord. We don't need your car. We say we are all moving into the car. Get into the car. Let's go. So be of one accord. Once the instruction is given, flow in that manner. Are you listening? Flow in that manner. Flow in that manner. Let's look at a story, a very simple story, before I make you go. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. Let's start reading from verse 1. I'll show you discord, correct discord. Right from the heart, there's discord. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people, unto the place of the high priest was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they may take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. So what happened? The chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people, they gathered together and they took counsel to kill Jesus. Right? And they said, no, not on the feast day. If not, there's going to be an uproar amongst the people. Follow closely, verse 6. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, watch what happened. Right? There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. Interesting. So this woman comes in with an alabaster box of very precious ointment. She pours it on his head. Verse 8. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. Now, look, verse 14. Then one of the 12, called Judas, went into the chief priests and said unto them, what would you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. Now, verse 8, but when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, what's the use of all this? In verse 8, who do you think will be part of these thoughts in the heart? In verse 8, according to what you see right there in verses 14. Judas, of course, you're going to see Judas in verse 8. I'm sure, very certain about this, that he somewhat plotted in his heart, right? He somewhat had it in his heart that look at this woman. This ointment must have been sold and even given to the poor. That's a lie, because you see that right in verse 14 and 15. He is looking for that which he said he was going to give to the poor. The poor, and the reason for which he was poor, or the poor and the reason for which he wanted the money, he was going to actually look for it from himself. So right in those verses are correlations, I believe so, of Judas' thoughts in his heart responding to the good deed that the woman did. And then you get to realize that in verse 14 and 15, he goes out to seek for opportunities to betray him. Not having one mind. Why are you honoring this man so much? You're not having one mind. Because you have been taught to honor. We're supposed to move, you know, in that synchronized effect of honor. Why are you even honoring him? Why? You don't say it with your mouth, but your heart says it. Why are you honoring him, this guy? Why? What's so special about him? You see, that's discord. You're on the root to betraying your leader. Be careful that you do not even have it in your heart. Are you listening? Don't have it in your heart. The honor you have for God's man sent to you must increase day in and day out. Right? It must increase day in and day out. That's Judas. He doesn't have one accord mind. He doesn't have that mind. He's not having that one accord mind. So now he said, let's go here. So no, we can't go here. Say, I think we should go here. So, okay, let's do this. I think we should do this. Discord. Not in one accord. Discord. So that's exactly what happened to Judas, is that he was not single-minded with seeing Christ how he ought to be seen. He had a different opinion, one way or the other. Then you go to see that he has gone to betray him for the very reason he said, let's sell this thing. In fact, the people that probably might have said that, the disciples that said that, I'm sure maybe some of them were stealing coins or something. Maybe something. Because, I mean, I'm sure Judas will be part. You see? So he could do anything for money. Don't be like that. The Lord grants you understanding of having one mind in what He's called us to do. The Lord grants you understanding of having one mind in following. So you follow to the very end with one mind, one accord, in unison. In unison. In unison. So don't be like somebody who always wants to do something different. You're learning from me. You're not learning from Pastor. You're not learning from Reverend Onainka. You're not learning from Reverend. If you were learning from Reverend Onainka, you should have been in Nigeria or probably Saint Community or something. And you're not learning from any other person that you think I'm close to. You're not learning from any of them. You're learning from me. I'm the one you're learning from. Because it's easy to say, oh, I. That means you don't take lessons from them. They are not your pastors. You only give them a hearing ear because your pastor wants you to hear what they have to say. Do you understand? Sometimes I'm amazed. I mean, you see someone just pick something, someone just share something. And everybody's wondering, where's this from? Where's this from? Where's this from? Discord, that's what you are doing. You are causing discord. Say, I went to listen to this message. Are you learning from them or you are learning from me? Who asked you to listen to a message? Who asked you to buy which books? When we went for camp meeting, I was paying attention. I was paying attention. And I didn't ask any of them to not buy any books. I was paying attention. I was saying, okay, let me see this. Maybe they are smart people. And they never did. They never spoke about it. In fact, they went to buy the books for me. Right? Yeah, they went to buy the books for me. And then I put them somewhere in Ivan's house. And I said, come. And I kept it there. I wanted to see whether he would even read it. But he didn't. You see, those are good examples. He didn't touch any of the books. I bought how many books? 100 books. 100. 1 to 100. And they were still the same. I don't know if he read it. But if he read it, then that means that's not a good thing. Yeah. If he skimmed through. Do you understand? Yes, so he says he didn't. That's a good example. He just minds his own business. He's not learning from Bishop Doug. Until I went there again and I said, come. I brought out the books. I brought out the books. And I said, this one, this one, this one, this one. Start reading them. Yeah, I gave him a couple of them. I said, start reading these ones. You're not learning from pastor, whatever, or prophet. Whatever. You're not learning from them. I don't have a problem. You see, I don't have a problem with people who are learning from people. But when you are learning from someone, learn from them. Don't come and mix what we are doing. You're not learning from Reverend Onainka or Pastor Abel Damina or Prophet Gilbert. All of those were great people, wonderful people. I love them. I respect them. But you're not learning from them. And you're not learning from Pastor. You're not learning from Pastor Prince. You're not learning from him. Because if you were learning from him, you should have been directly under his watch. I'm saying it very clear because some are not smart. That's what I realize about the teaching ministry. Sometimes you have to say it very clear as it comes. So that there is no contradiction in thoughts or in minds. Are you listening? If you do these things, you can become a good follower. Are you listening? You can become a good follower. And you can follow hard and be made into something special. I'm telling you, you'll be here. Sometimes you'll be thinking, oh, they'll not be made into anything. You wait and see. Just wait and see. Wait and see. Joke around. Just say, man, this thing, we will not do it. Trying to control us. Trying to tell us what to do. Not okay. Just do what you want to do. And you will see the difference between someone who has really followed and somebody who has not followed. Someone who has not followed. They don't care about following. Don't care about it. That's why they don't care. So let's have that one mind. Are you listening? Let's have that one mind. Nobody is your teacher. I'm your teacher. Are you listening? I'm your teacher. You listening? So learn to follow. They didn't buy any book. Kelly didn't buy any book. I was watching quietly. I was watching. And there are certain things I'm not watching to jump on you. I'm just watching to see, okay, how smart he's thinking. How smart this one can be. Sometimes there are mistakes. I don't even approach the people. I put it in a teaching. And I see how you can see it in the light of a teaching that I come and teach you. Yeah. So through the teaching of the word, if you will listen, you will know that this thing, something I should correct. But somebody who is not smart will listen to it and not know what he should correct or she should correct or they should correct. And they'll always be caught up doing the wrong thing every time. But you're going to be smart and wise. Are you listening? Going to be smart and wise. You're going to know how to follow. How to follow. And not be one that causes discord in what we're doing. Not be one that causes discord in what we're doing. So know this and know this very well. Alright? I'm raising some very strong people who are going to do amazing things for the Lord. And we all are not going to be left out. Yes, we all are not going to be left out. There's nobody that will be left out. To anybody that will follow, you become like Peter, who follows strongly. Do you know Peter? I showed you the story the last time. Peter followed Jesus. He followed him. Got to the lower part of the building. But this time the strength of the following had weakened. Yeah, but he was the only one that followed him right there to the building. Everybody scattered. John, we can't find him. We can't find John. You said you like, where are you, John? Said Jesus, you are dead. I'm with you at the grave. He didn't want you at the grave. He wanted you standing with him. John scattered. Bartholomew, on his way to cry first. I'm sure he is just like sailing, like, hey, next available ship, let's go. Peter has followed to the very end. In the last minute, his following powers could not take him. So a young lad comes to him and says, you look like him, you've been with him. He saw that now, it's getting tensions. You know, it's getting tensions. That's why if they get me here, I'll be in trouble. It's getting tensions. He said, I swear to God, I don't know. He swore his life. He does not know Jesus. So, you must get to understand that, right? And learn to follow. Are you listening? Learn to follow. And follow well. Follow well. Follow. Your leader says sit down, just sit down. They bring you here, they put you here, just be there. As if they do this, just be there. Say, don't go here, just don't go. Be here, just be there. Lift up hands, rejoice, rejoice, scream, scream. And when you do this, we'll have great effects in our meetings. We'll have great disciples and will have them multiply in great leaps and bounds. We're going to have great moves of the Spirit because people are taught to flow with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to teach about that. Yeah? It's part of it. There are Holy Ghost meetings, there are glory meetings. If we don't teach you, we'll never experience those glory meetings. The glory meetings we've been trusting God for. You literally have to be taught and schooled into glory meetings. You have to be taught and schooled into glory meetings. So all of these are with one accord, with one mind. Everybody has the same mind. Everybody thinks the same. Everybody's mind is set to act and to respond the same. Right? One accord. Father, thank you for these special ones. Thank you for what you are doing in their lives. We thank you, Lord, that their disciples are multiplying greatly. And we're seeing wonderful things happen with them. Yes, we're seeing wonderful things happen with them. And Lord, we can trust you as we build according to how you've told us to build. Yes, we're building. So how you've told us to build. We are building. It's a very spiritual building. Some of you should be able to see. You should be able to see. It's a very spiritual building. A very spiritual. It looks very, you know, but it's very spiritual. Sometimes I look at it, I'm like, this is very spiritual. It's very spiritual. So you look and you see and you follow in one accord.